Welcome to the Chris and Doc Show podcast. Chris Carter, Doc Murphy, and Mayor Mike Huther of Sioux Falls. Mayor, welcome to the podcast.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks so much for the opportunity and ton of stuff going on in Sioux Falls. So let's get started.
Let's get right to it. Who's going to be the big opening acts at the arena? The arena's all, is it done yet? Are we done? Let's go back. Is the arena done yet? How's it looking?
Like, I didn't know this question was coming today. Well, first of all, the event center is really doing well. And in fact, if I can, you actually can get a sneak peek in our new event center on the weekends. You go Saturday night, 6 to 8 p.m., or Sunday, 1 to 4 in the afternoon. You can actually go into our new event center and check it out yourself.
Really? That is such a cool thing. Where did that idea come from? Because it's a great idea. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Well, this is your event center. I mean, you folks are paying for it. It's in your city. You should have an opportunity to see it as it's being built. Actually, they did this 50 years ago with the old arena.
Okay.
Really? They allowed people to go in there as it was being constructed. And we're doing the same thing now with our new event center. And it's kind of one of those memories that you just won't forget. So, yes, go in there and check it out. But now let me tell you about how the event center is doing. It is going to open up on time. The ribbon cutting will be in September, those first big acts. It's going to be within budget. It's a $117 million facility, and we will build that thing within budget. In fact, it's going so well that we've got all kinds of contingency left that we can use to improve the customer experience even more.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
And then I something that I'm excited about is that right now 85% of the jobs created in terms of building that monster, they're local women, local men that are doing it. And then kind of the fun part is we're going to operate that thing in the black. We've already generated $2.3 million in revenues, and we haven't even opened up the dang doors yet. That's per year. $2.3 million per year in revenue. And we haven't even opened up the doors yet. So we're trying to run that thing like a business, and I think it's going well. And probably the last but not least, just people are so excited. Mm-hmm. It's not just big country that's excited. It's this city is just chomping at the bit to get in there, and let's use this thing.
Made me think of something. When it comes time, do we know when they're going to start hiring for jobs at the arena, at the finished arena or event center? Is that the term I'm using? The event center?
Okay. You know, you've got the old arena, you've got the convention center, and then you've got our new event center.
Okay? And we'll talk about the old arena in a little bit because we got an announcement about that.
Sounds great. SMG, we hired that team to run all three of those entities. And they'll certainly, as we get closer, they're going to be hiring people to, for security, for to take tickets, to cook the food, to whatever. Those will be opportunities that'll be coming here soon. I don't actually have the date on when that'll happen, but you can only imagine it's a monster facility.
Sure.
12,000 seats. There's multiple tiers to it. Mm-hmm. There's going to be private clubs, public clubs, suites, loge boxes, club seats. We're talking the big time.
How's the Chris and Doc suite coming?
Right, we got a spot there?
Get in there. actually, all of the suites have been sold. Mm-hmm. They have. But there are still two that we've reserved just for public use so that, let's say you've got a big birthday party and you want to reserve one of the suites, you can do that. Same thing with the loge boxes. You can do that as well. So, yeah, you guys can still get access to one of those and have the party of your life.
Once we get through clearance, we have...
Yes.
All right, so now let's go back and talk about the big opening acts. Who are they? Give us the... I know you know. Let's go.
That's why we got you in here.
That's a total...
I knew that was the only reason I was invited here today. I mean it sincerely, and I don't know who the opening acts are, but they are busting tail to make it a weekend that folks will remember. And my gut says is they're going to try to make it so that, it'll give a flavor of a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll have country. We'll have rock. We'll have contemporary. And you throw all that into the mix, and then you throw in maybe a rodeo or a skating show or, Disney this, whatever it would be. Mm-hmm. it'll be a combination of things. And again, that's what we've hired SMG to do. Mm-hmm. They actually hired the gentleman who is doing the booking for the Ingolstadt Arena in Fargo.
Okay.
We actually now took him from Fargo, brought him to Sioux Falls. He's a South Dakota boy. And he is now going to be doing that for us in Sioux Falls, and he is just thrilled. Because, again, now we can finally book mm-hmm. acts because we've got an arena, a facility that will actually handle it. Mm-hmm. So bring it on. It's going to be fun.
I
still didn't answer your question.
And the Jason Aldean well show, done. We don't know the date or the place of it yet, but I'm going to – and you can remain mum on the issue, but since it's finished on time, right. I'm just going to assume
mm-hmm.
the Jason
Aldean. We do know that Jason Aldean is coming mm-hmm. to Sioux Falls. We haven't received the official.
We know it's in the fall.
Right.
What's the week? What's the opening date of the event center?
Well, let me just say this. Jason Aldean is not going to be playing at Canary Stadium.
Okay.
He's not going to be playing at the fairgrounds.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And Jason Aldean is a big, mm-hmm. big okay. act that is going to bring a ton of people to the act. And now I'll shut up.
How many for concerts? I mean, I know the estimate's rough, but how many seats do we have for concerts roughly?
Great job. It is a 12,000 sellable seat event center. However, okay. for concerts, you can get about 13,500 people in there mm-hmm. Enjoying country music, enjoying rock music, and it'll be fun. And the great news, too, is that let's say that you've got an event that's going to be smaller. We actually have this curtaining system that'll make it more intimate so that it doesn't have to always be this huge mm-hmm. bowl mm-hmm. if you do have a smaller event that wants to come in and play.
I know, like for the Stampede, their plan is to have the curtain down unless something happens
right.
and if they get into the playoffs and they can sell more tickets. It can be. Now, I know they have issues with staffing, so they can't yep. do it last minute, but it can be adjusted. If you have a show that all of a sudden sells well, you can open up a section of it and sell more tickets.
It's a multi-purpose event center. It's meant to be flexible. It's meant to be just dynamic in terms of how we can do things. And that's one of the things that already touring pros, when they're finding out about our new event center, they are enthused because... Let me just give you a kind of a stupid example, but it's a big one when it comes to these touring acts. Mm-hmm. They can get in and out of our new event center in ways that you cannot do in other places in the country. They can bring these huge semis and actually drive them into our new event center, set up the act, and then when they're done, bring the semis back in and get back out of here so they can get to their next show in Minneapolis or wherever it would be. They couldn't do that before.
Right.
It took, two, three times as long. So these new features really make us a powerful location for these acts.
And it makes it attractive for them when you're able to lay this out to them and show them why you should come mm-hmm. to Sioux Falls, and there you go.
And again, I don't want to denigrate Sioux City. They're good people there, too. But right now... the odds are good. They're going to bypass Sioux City to come now to Sioux Falls before they go to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
As well as SMG, they work with the arena, the event center in Des Moines. And so the odds are good. You book a Des Moines act,
mm-hmm.
then you book a Sioux Falls act, then you book a Minneapolis act.
Mm-hmm.
It all makes perfect sense, and it's the perfect storm for Sioux Falls entertainment, Sioux Falls quality of life, and Sioux Falls fun.
Now, we had the question has been asked since this all came up, what do we do with the old arena? Well, now we have some more info on what mm-hmm. will be a permanent resident in the new arena or in the old arena.
The old arena is a brick workhorse.
Mm-hmm.
It has served us well, and it will continue to serve us well. Now,
and it's a basketball arena.
It's a basketball arena.
It was built for basketball.
It is.
Exactly.
It mm-hmm. is. So what happened is yesterday the SMG, the City of Sioux Falls, we booked a deal with Augustana College, and now they're going to play their women's and men's doubleheader basketball games at the arena. And it's just wonderful. It's mm-hmm. a great partnership. It maximizes the investment that the taxpayers of Sioux Falls have already made. It generates revenue not only for the city, but also generates revenue for Augie, and it just improves the quality of life for our town. And it's that out-of-the-box thinking that really I think we're trying to make happen in the city of Sioux Falls right now. And And I'm just thrilled by it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about the snow and the budget. What's going on with the street budget? This has got to be, I guess, I don't know. How much has this winter surprised everyone as far as the budget when it comes to snow removal and all that?
People may not think this, but actually it's been a great year for snow budget. You know, we've not had to go out there and do the big snow plow efforts like we normally would.
Mm-hmm. It's been an odd year.
It's been crazy. I mean, we've had one inch snowfalls, mm-hmm. inch and a half inch snowfalls. We've not had the big 4, 8, or 10 inch snowfalls. So we've been able to actually save a bunch of money this year because we're throwing down salt, throwing down sand. Still has made it just a messy winter. But we've not had to spend that money that we normally would for those big 4 to 8 to 10 inch snowfalls. Mm-hmm. And Sioux Falls, just kind of give you some perspective. When we have those snowfalls where we do have to plow those streets, you can estimate it's about $150,000 per inch.
Oof. Okay.
$150,000 per inch to clear our city of snow. And remember, it's 73 square miles of roads.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be pretty expensive.
Do the math there.
Yeah.
So is that a situation, somebody, we posted on Facebook that they could ask a question. One of the questions was, it seems like this winter the snow removal is slower. And is that because when you don't have a snow emergency, when you don't have a snow alert, you're not out there in 24, 48 hours trying to get it. You can just get it in a regular time period. If there's an inch of snow, 2 days from now, it might seem like it's a
the urgency
nightmare.
Isn't as great.
Well, we're actually not removing the snow when it's a one-inch snowfall, folks.
Okay.
We're not. It would, first of all, it's just a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
It would rip up our streets. So we're not going to remove snow generally unless it's over 2 inches of snow. Or you get this accumulation where you go out there and say, okay, now we got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of the fastest snow removal when it does snow in our town, in the country, bar none. We try to clear our streets within 48 to 72 hours. And but this year, I think it's just been so frustrating because you get these little clippers that come by,
mm-hmm.
and it's an inch and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens right at like 8 a.m., it seems like, or 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really, really frustrating year. And all the snow is going to the East Coast. So it's been one of the most unusual years that we've had. And Sioux Falls, the coldest winter that we've had in over 50 years in Sioux Falls.
No kidding.
Crazy.
What does that do to the heating? Have you guys noticed that? Is that a big deal?
Well, the heating is not so much, but I mean, we've gone through. My greatest fear when it comes to this winter is that you've had these freeze and then these thaws. And then you'd have these little inch snowfalls, and then it thaws, and then it freezes. That creates potholes like you can't imagine,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, of all the moisture that goes through the cracks, and then they freeze, and then they thaw, and then they break. So my greatest fear is what's going to happen to the streets
mm-hmm.
when these when they do finally, you know, thaw. And I think that'll be our biggest challenge versus, you know, anything else that we have in terms of our budget this year. But the one thing about Sioux Falls, we are so fiscally strong. I mean, we are one of the strongest financially conservative cities in America right here. So we've got plenty of funds to take care of this town.
All right, what else is going on down at the mayor's office? What's else on your agenda?
Well, I think we're in downtown Sioux Falls here at the station. I think one of the biggest thing that's going to happen is that we're going to ink the deal in this rail yard relocation.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be 10 acres of land that will be available right in the heart of our city to create, you know, places to work, places to live, places to play, you know, and reflect. That's going to be a great project. Right now there's about 120 citizens that are working on 6 different committees to kind of get us ready for that. But that's going to be a lot of fun. Sioux Falls, I hate telling you this, but reality is we're going to bring out more orange barrels here in about the next 30 days,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to see them all over town.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest road projects will be on 41st Street, that west part of town, you know, out to TLS Road. That entire 41st Street all the way to TLS Road, that's going to be built this year. Then we've got the Monster out there by the Event Center on Russell Street. The big intersection at 10th and Sycamore will be done this year. So, again, more Orange Barrels coming. Sorry, folks, but again, we need
but
to.
A necessity.
It is. It's a necessity. But again, the probably the hottest topic right now is that there's help wanted signs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. We've got one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country right here in Sioux Falls. People are hungry for good, talented, hardworking, trustworthy people. And so, you know, many of the listeners here, you are just that. So it's a great time to, you know, update your resume. It's a great time to go out there and put on a nice shirt and or a nice dress or what suit, coat, whatever it would be. Go out there, shake some hands, and try to get that that better job. Because you are in the highest demand maybe that you've ever been in the city of Sioux Falls. It's the opportunities are that great right now.
The when we talk about downtown, too, I took someone down there the other day who hadn't been downtown by the river in about 10 or 15 years, and they were just blown
away. That'll shock
you. Yeah, blown away at the changes down there. When did cities, especially ours, but in general it seems like cities have realized all of a sudden, oh, the river is, we can use that. We don't have to put warehouses on it and hide it like we did for years. Now, that river is a resource that had been ignored here
it's for... It's a showcase instead of an eyesore. Yeah?
100 years? How long? I mean, that we ignored that river and almost tried to get rid of the river for a while, and now we're like, hey, it's cool.
I moved back to Sioux Falls from San Antonio. And in San Antonio, they've got a river walk, and it goes mm-hmm. right through the heart of their city, right through the heart of their downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here in Sioux Falls, we've got just a wonderful resource called the Big Sioux River. And it goes right through our city, right through the heart of our downtown. And before me, there were leaders who said, hey, let's do something bigger with that river. And now we are tackling it with vigor. We've completed phase one of the River Greenway. Completed phase two of the River Greenway. We're now going to start planning on phase three of the River Greenway. We took down this eyesore of a parking ramp that was mm-hmm. right over the top of that river. We tore that down. It was controversial.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I took some heat for it, but we tore it down, and now we've got this beautiful Hilton Garden Inn conference center. We've got new businesses sprouting up all over there, people wanting to live downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the beginning. And once this snow goes away and once this cold goes away, you just watch. That River Greenway is going to be such a hotbed of activity, such a hotbed of fun, such a hotbed of, you know, business and just great things coming that I can just hardly wait. I think it's going to be one of the most fun projects mm-hmm. over the next 2 to 4 years that we'll have in the city of Sioux Falls will be just watching that downtown flourish and just go to a whole new level.
All right. Well, our plan is to do this every month with you, Mayor Huther.
I'd love it.
I think next time we won't take it so easy on you.
Mm-hmm.
Won't give you all these softballs.
Because you're
going to
know more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can. The one of the things that I enjoy, and I appreciate that. To me, if you are going to lead the city, you need to take the tough questions. That's why I do these listening and learning sessions. It's why I do programs like this. I love the tough questions. I get engaged. It helps me learn. It helps me become a better leader for all of you. And I'm the type of guy that I'm not going to put my head in the sand. Now, I may not make everybody happy because of some of the decisions that we make, but you hired me to lead. And that's what I'm going to try to do. And so listening to people like you, like your listeners on this station, that helps me determine, you know, where the priorities should be, where we should spend money, where we should put these valuable resources or what we should get done for the town. So I look forward to it. Let's do it every month and let's have some fun.
We'll see what problems crop up in March before we start making
a list now.
Mayor Huther, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for your interest in our town. And again, we're going to have some huge country acts coming to Sioux Falls. So
maybe next
get ready.
Month you'll have some
more information and dates.
Maybe
so.
All right.